as they hear from us every Thursday night. Now we hear from those we applaud.
So I'm a medical student and I'm working full-time within the NHS in the ICU to help out with the COVID pandemic.
As we continue to show our support every Thursday, now we hear from another one of those we applaud.
So working on a ward that is COVID positive, a good day to me would be a day where I see a patient progressing more. So one of my, I guess you could say, favourite bits is when I hear a patient's voice for the first time after looking after them for weeks. I was brought into work purely for the coronavirus. So day one, I found it very scary because a lot of these people were around my parents' age. And I guess that brought it very close to home, because what's to say that wouldn't be my family sitting in front of me instead of someone else's? And now when I go into work, I still have those fears, but the amount of people that I see getting better and being able to go to other wards makes me fear that a little bit less. During the coronavirus, the amount of cases coming into A&E for non-COVID related illnesses has decreased drastically, to the extent where A&E is actually quiet. And I think that shows how much the system was almost abused before. People are no longer coming in for very minor injuries that can be treated with the pharmacy or at your local supermarket with things you can buy over the counter. And now A&E is being reserved for those cases that really need it. And we've seen this triage system within the hospital speed up significantly because these people can now be seen faster.
And then I see the disinfectant. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside, or you're going to have to use medical doctors? But it sounds interesting to me.
In regards to the comments that Donald Trump has made about disinfectant and injecting disinfectant, I don't think the NHS is as worried about people doing that and having to deal with the consequences. But I think the misinformation that's being spread is something that we will have to keep reiterating to maybe families of patients, that no, disinfectant is not something that will help you or help your loved one get better in this situation. I think luckily people might have a bit more common sense and not just inject themselves with disinfectant. But I think that's another piece of information that's now going to be shared quite a lot.
The amount of people claiming to have coronavirus symptoms has doubled since this time last week.
I think that having 24/7 access to news and media updates about the virus can be quite a bad thing, because every new piece of information will be spread, whether it's truth or not. Every new symptom that is released, people will suddenly start feeling these, and they could genuinely be feeling these symptoms. It could just be a placebo effect and anxiety making you feel these things. So I reckon that could cause a lot of people to worry when they don't need to be worrying.
New symptoms are being reported each day as the virus continues to mutate.
But I think it's very good that we live in a country and a system where we can have access to information about our healthcare system and public health very, very fast. But I think this should be done in moderation with information that we know is correct to stop scaremongering and just to let people have the information that is required. So every Thursday when I hear the nation clapping, it's normally just after I've finished a 13-hour shift, and I've had to move out and live alone so I can continue working. So hearing the claps just makes me feel like I'm not alone and that I'm doing this for a good reason. Kind of like a pat on the back, really.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Give Those We Applaud a 5-star review. And keep listening every Thursday for more incredible stories of key workers on the front line of COVID-19.